for praise.
Amen. We thank God for today. Again, my name is Sharon Starrs. I'm from Pearland, Texas. Welcome to the Master's Call. Our tag today is, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And we're just going to pray God's word this morning, if that's all right. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We magnify you. We give you praise. Because your mercy endureth forever, God, we praise you because you are the God of all gods. We praise you, God, because you are the Lord of all lords. We praise you, God, because you do great wonders. God, we praise you because by wisdom you made the heavens. God, you stretched out the earth above the waters, oh God. Oh God, you made great lights. Oh God, you made the sun to rule by day and the moon and the stars to rule by night. Oh God, you brought us out of Egypt, God. Oh God, you killed the firstborn, God, in that deliverance and of us coming out of bondage. And so we thank you, and your mercy endures forever. Oh God, we just praise you, God, because you caused the Red Sea to divide, oh God, so that we could walk through on dry land. We praise you and we magnify you, oh God. We thank you and we bless you, oh God, because you give us new mercies every day. You allowed us to wake up, God, in our right minds, oh God. You allowed us, God, to have the activities of our limbs, as the old folks would say. Oh God, we have a dwelling place. You put food on our tables, oh God. You allowed us to give you glory and praise. You allowed us, oh God, to be able to go into all the nations and tell them that you are good and your mercy endures forever. Oh, God, we bless you, God, because you anointed two great women of God, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, to see a vision, God, and to obey what you deposited into them, Lord God, and bring this call about, oh, God, and to mentor us and to help us to birth what you've placed in us. We praise you, oh God, because you have sent a messenger on today who is going to decrease so that you can increase and give us a word from on high. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that people have gathered from the north, south, east, and west, God, so they can hear your word and become better on today. We bless you and we praise you, Lord God. We magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister?
Yes, ma'am. Loud
prayer
and
warrior.
I feel the praise in this house right
yes,
now.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes,
God bless
indeed.
You.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Sharon Stiles, for opening us and seating us and then bringing us before the throne room of heaven. We give God glory for you. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for that awesome tag. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. To God be the glory. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Sharon Stiles, say welcome to the Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary, on this 28th day of February 2018. Let me give you a little history about this call. It started back in 2010 in October by two profound women of God. They are our wonderful, fantastic Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, we call her Miss Super Fantastic, and our wonderful Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Prairie View, Texas. We call her our loving mother eagle, and we give God glory for them saying yes to the master. And the scripture that God had given them is Psalms 88:13, where it says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. The mission statement that this call was founded on is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And, of course, we see it every day where God is bringing forth his powerful word through wonderful messengers. And the website we have is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see where all the messages have been archived there. So you got a buffet of the Word of God right there where you can get it at any time of the day. Praise the Lord. And you'll also see the bios of our speakers as well. Now, the theme for this year is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, many of you are on the call every Monday through Friday with us, and I know that the Lord is probably tapping you on your shoulder to say you might want to be a part of that ministry. Well, just step up and say, yes, I can do it in Christ Jesus. We welcome you to be a part of this wonderful ministry. You can greet, as Minister Sharon Stowers did so wonderfully, or you can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord. So bring that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. We would love to have you be a part of this wonderful ministry. Now, what brought us all together was this phenomenal company called Artist Life, which started out as Artist International, and it was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon over 28 years ago, and we are now Artist Life, and we are so excited because we have the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven, and we are in embracing and getting ready to go to this wonderful extravaganza in 1 week and 2 days. Yes, March 9th through the 11th, we will be in Los Angeles, California at the Sheraton Gateway Hotel. So it's not too late for you to join us and be there in the place. We'll be there Friday night, Saturday, all day, and Sunday morning. We will give God glory, have church service, and I know I feel it in my spirit that it's going to be an anointed time. So if you want to be a part of that ministry and help and assist, get the again, send some information to info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa would gladly give you a position where you can share and be a part of this wonderful time in the Lord. We are so looking forward to seeing each and every one of you in the place. Now, we also, after this call, have the new morning motivational call, and today is Awareness Wednesday, where the phenomenal Flanagans will give you vital information on the products and what these products are doing. And I tell you, I'll give you what the special day, special treat is for today. But right now, what we're going to do is go on into the Word of God, because we have a woman of God that has been such a blessing. Let me give that number right quick, because I didn't give that for the new morning motivational call. It is 712-770-4005. That's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Now, I'm getting ready to turn you over to a wonderful woman of God that started us off yesterday with a powerful message, walking in our deliverance, and she is coming back with a part two. This is Minister Kai Brown, who was born in New York City, currently residing in North Cross, Georgia, has a BS degree in electrical engineering, and has a ministry before the Lord, and I tell you, she allows the Lord to use her. She has been in seminary, received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is working on her doctorate. I tell you, she is a blessing to the masses. She loves to give you just what God has given her. She takes what she does seriously. She really does. She stands on God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. She is in the process of ordination. She has a wonderful son, Christopher, who is currently doing great and mighty things. She is has found Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. She is a published author of her first book, When God Bursts the Ministry. Get that book. I tell you, it's on Amazon.com as well as Barnes & Noble. I'm going to introduce to some, present to others, this wonderful woman of God who gives you just what God gives her, none other than Minister Kai Brown of North Carolina, Georgia. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I am my beautiful Mississippi queen.
God bless you. Take it away, my sister. God bless you.
Thank you so much for that warm and welcoming introduction. Our prayer general, who is always on her post. Thank you, Minister Sharon, for greeting and seating us and opening us up with prayer. I want to give honor to the two amazing women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And, of course, all praise, glory, and honor be to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whom without him, where would we be? So yesterday we started a message, Walk in Our Deliverance, Walk in Our Deliverance. And we'll do a quick recap from yesterday. Our scripture references were Psalms 91, 2 through 3. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snares of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. And Psalms 56 and 13, for you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before the light of the living? As God brought me those two scriptures, he also gave me five, two of which we discussed yesterday, that we must do in order to walk in our deliverance. First, we have to admit that we need to be delivered. That's right. We've got to say, okay, Lord, this is an issue. I can't do it by myself. I need your help in walking in my deliverance. So I have to admit that there is a problem. The second thing is we must renounce and repent from that thing. So those were the two that we went through on yesterday. So today we're going to start with number three. We have to take responsibility for our actions to walk in our deliverance. Now, not everyone is going to want to do this step, and I understand that, because, again, it requires that we start with the man in the mirror. See, this is one of those action items as we walk in our deliverance that we have to focus on us. It's not easy having the spotlight turned on you, and it's even more difficult to turn that spotlight on yourself. That means we do not give others power to control what we do or how we respond to the situations and circumstances that come to all of us. None of us are immune from making poor choices. We have all been there. What matters is how long we choose to linger in that place. That how long are we going to stay put in the situation that is causing us to be in bondage? Are we going to take responsibility for allowing that situation to come to our lives? Are we going to acknowledge it? Or are we just going to sit and linger in that place? We must admit to and accept the role that we play in our own bondage. We can each do something about that. We each played a part in those things from which we need deliverance. We must be willing to take responsibility for the things that we have allowed others to deposit in our lives. They could not have made the deposit if we were not willing receptacles for it. we've allowed situations and circumstances to come to our lives that cause us pain. We've allowed people to do things to us that cause us hurt. But we have to take responsibility for those things. We have to take responsibility for the part we've played in being in bondage. It's not like somebody just came in, put a gun to our head, and tied us up. We've allowed situations and circumstances to linger in our lives. And so the longer we allow it, the deeper the bondage, the more bound we are. So when we take responsibility, we can begin to process through all of our hurts, habits, and hang-ups that keep us in bondage. So we have to own it. We have to say, okay, Lord, you know what? I've allowed this. Now I need your help, Daddy God, to free myself from this bondage. As we walk in our deliverance, owning those things that belong to us is a key step to being able to move to the next step in the process. See, God doesn't desire that we be bound. The whole purpose of Jesus going to the cross was to restore us to right relationship with God, to take our stripes for us, to free us from the bondage that we've gotten ourselves into. So now after we take responsibility, that next step is that we must submit to God and his way of doing things. Now, I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I struggle with this because I want to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, and how I want to do it. And if we're even more honest, we want other people to do what we want them to do, when we want them to do it, and how we want them to do it. See, but that in itself is a type of bondage. Because needing to be in control can put you in bondage. Having control issues, and let me speak for me, because I do. I God deals with me daily on needing to control how things happen. However, if we are disciples of God, then we know that we are most free when we are walking in his Jeremiah 29:11 plan. So get over the word submit, because that word keeps some of us in bondage. Because it's like we have to give up our freedom. But no, we are freest when we are walking in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan. If we are saved, then our hearts are turned towards God, and we realize that his way is the best way. Isaiah 55:8-9 tells us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours and my thoughts than your thoughts." So we must submit to doing it God's way. This must include walking in forgiveness. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be forgiven. So in this step, not only must we forgive ourselves, we must forgive others for the part that they've played in our bondage. Forgiveness is key as you walk in your deliverance. Think about it. How can you walk in our deliverance? How can we walk in our deliverance if we are in bondage to bitterness and unforgiveness? How can you be free if you're holding a grudge? If we cannot release others, then why would God release us? Why would he? We're not giving him the right. Matthew 6 and 12 says, and it gives us a clear picture of how forgiveness works. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So how does God forgive us? He's going to forgive us the same way we forgive others. So if you're holding on to aught and malice for your neighbor, then why would God grant you forgiveness for the sins that you are committing? So again, forgiveness is essential in walking out our deliverance. We must be willing to forgive to receive the forgiveness that will help to free us. That requires, again, a spiritual health check. Do I have aught against my brother? Yes. So at that point, we are to leave our gifts and go get it together and get it right. And then come back to the altar. See, God desires that we be free. And the fifth and final step to walk in our deliverance is to disown the sinful influences that keep us in bondage. That's right. This is a huge action step. That means if there are places that we go that draw us back into the things that we were delivered from, we have to stop going to those places. If there are people who are not supportive as we walk in our deliverance, then those people do not need access to us. It's okay to love folks from a distance. It's okay not to let everyone into your inner circle. Now, Jesus shows us this. He had 12 disciples. Whom he loved. He loved all 12 of them. But there were three, Peter, James, and John, who were always with him. So it's okay to have an inner circle. It's okay not to let everybody into that inner circle. The enemy will use anything and, yes, anyone to keep us in bondage. That's his job. John 10:10 reminds us the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. So it is his job to keep us bound. So don't get mad at the enemy for being good at what he does. That's a waste of your time and your energy. Instead, remember your birthright and what God goes on to say in that very same verse of Scripture. But I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So let the enemy do what he does. But know that your birthright is life and life more abundantly. And that comes from God. So we cannot be afraid to let things, people, and places go if they play a part in keeping us in bondage. Matthew 5:29-30 gives us a gangster example of letting things go. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. What are you willing to do to be free? So we have to make a decision that no one thing, is worth us being in bondage. We have to, where we spend eternity and walking in the freedom of God has to be our priority. Joshua 24, 14 through 15 tells us, "Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your, that your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in which the land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." We serve a God who gives us that choice. Deuteronomy 30 and 19 states, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curse. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. It's up to you to choose to walk in your deliverance." Minister Brenda, back to you.
Wow, wow, wow. Praise the Lord. I got a lot of Selah moments through that message. God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Khan, for that profound message this morning. I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Now we're going to go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer request. Oh, gracious, holy, heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, this divine appointment that you have set before us, Lord God, that we will adhere and not only just hear what we heard, Lord God, that we will become doers of your word. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you've given through this wonderful woman of God. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you pour virtues of love, peace, joy, goodness, mercy, everlasting peace, Lord God, within her mind, her body, her spirit, man, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for touching every part of her being, Lord God. We call her heal in the whole in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for lavishing her with your blessings on top of blessings. She and her son, Lord God, and all those that concerns her, Father. We glorify you, Father, for blessing her going out and her coming in from this day forth, even forevermore. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you continue to bless those that are on this call, even those that had the desire to be on and couldn't make it, Father. We call them, we decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, you have given us the truth, and you told us the truth will make us free. So we thank you, Father, that we're walking in truth and walking away from the things that are not of you, Lord God, but we are standing and deliberately saying that we are the heal and the whole in Jesus Christ. We are standing on your word, adhering your word, and believing your word, trusting your word, and walking in your word. Therefore, we are walking in deliverance. We glorify you, Father, for our TMC family in its entirety, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you continue to bless them. We ask you, Father, that you continue to bless the Artist Life family in its entirety. We ask that you strengthen those that have a desire, Father, to come to the conference but don't have the means. Lord, you are more than able to supply. So we decree and declare that they will be able to attend, and we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise as they do so, Father. We ask that you bless those that are traveling, and we ask that you keep those, Father, that are going through health challenges. We call them to heal by the blood of the Lamb. We glorify you, Father, for even those that have had loved ones to leave this earth, Father God, but they're with you. And we ask you, Father, that you continue to strengthen them and keep them in perfect peace. We glorify you, Father, for everything that you're doing from this day forward, Lord God. As we seek your face, Father God, we will hear from heaven, and we know, Lord God, that you are doing the work that no man can do. And we give your name the glory and the honor and the praise for doing it. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, share this message with somebody. I'm telling you, I know I got some Selah moments. I know you did too. Glory to God. That number is 712-432-1085. The pen is 957-6775. 677 pounds. And also, the new morning motivational call is coming up with Awareness Wednesday. Oh, my goodness, we're going to speak on lupus. Lupus is the topic. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617 pound. I thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Sharon Stowers, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with that powerful prayer and that tag. And thank you again, Minister Kai, for this profound message that we all, I'm sure, will be chewing on throughout this day. God bless you, and would you come back and give us our benediction.
Thank you again, Prayer General, for hosting the call. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you and surrender and submit it all to you. Lord, we know that you are working it out for our good and your glory. So, Father, as we leave this call, but never your presence, we want to be mindful that through you all things are possible. And because of your Son, Jesus Christ, we have been returned to right relationship with you. So, Lord, we want to continue to do all those things that honor you, O Heavenly Father, in our thoughts, deeds, and actions, O Lord. We surrender it all and we call it done in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and continue to be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Goodbye.